Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
This interview comes from episode 29, Oakland Athletics.
Ed talks to Jay Selman from the award-winning Grape Radio.
The podcast that inspired our podcast. A great baseball PhD. Welcome to Jay Selman from Grape Radio. Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
I am so honored to talk to you, and let me tell you why. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. A year ago, there was no baseball PhD. I had an idea in my head. I started to research, and I quickly found Grape Radio. And I and a few other people, we studied you. And the highest form of flattery, when we designed our website, I looked at the webmaster and I said, when in doubt, go to Grape Radio, and whatever they're doing, that's what I want to do. These guys know what they're doing. So why don't you explain to the baseball world, what does Grape Radio do?
Well, we talk about wine and anything that has to do with wine, not just about maybe bottles that we drink, but a lot of times we're interviewing winemakers, vineyard people, to try to get some real insight into what's going on in the world of wine.
In fact, when I studied you, I chuckled and said, these guys are getting their PhD in life through wine. And, you know, you're learning about small business guys, you're learning about the different types of grapes, you're learning about how long it takes to get a vineyard going and to build wine cellars and all that. And for me, because I had the idea in my head of what baseball PhD would be, I kind of thought you guys were doing the same thing, you just weren't articulating it the same way that we articulate things in for baseball PhD.
Well, that's an, you know, excellent point. When I started Grape Radio, I really thought I was pretty knowledgeable about wine, and if you want to know the truth, about life in general. But interviewing all these people, especially from different countries, gave me a much broader perspective of life in general. And I'm grateful for that experience.
I agree. It's like the more we learn, the more we understand what we don't know. I mean, I think the true definition of a educated man is he realized, I may know more than my neighbor, but I know 100 men that know 8 times more than me, and I got to keep working hard just to gain knowledge and enjoy the journey of life. And I'm sure, yeah, you know 10 times more about wine and all the other topics that touch wine because of your journey through Grape Radio.
Absolutely. And more about people. Again, I can't stress that enough. I mean, I've learned a lot about wine, but also the life of a vineyard manager or some guy who's out in the middle of the Cognac region in France, and his family goes back 500 years, and to hear about their struggles, it opens your eyes.
I agree. Now, for anyone that wants to find you on the internet, your web address is
www.graperadio.com.
And, you know, when I saw you a year ago or so, it seemed like you were doing more audio, just like baseball PhD does. But my perception is in the past year, you guys have morphed toward more video production.
That's true. I mean, we still do quite a bit of audio, and you may know this, where our podcast is not only available on the internet, but it's also available on American Airlines, the in-flight entertainment system.
Very impressive.
I think we're the only ones out there on an airline system. But definitely the videos played an important role. I mean, you look at YouTube and 1 billion downloads every day.
Right.
We wanted to be part of that.
If we go to your website right now, I think there's a video showing about a sophisticated cheese, and it looks. And wasn't that shot? It wasn't shot in Montana. Are we in France or where are we?
That's exactly right. You can, you know, seeing the cows walk around and doing their thing, and that's one of the best parts about Grape Radio. If you want to know the truth, getting to travel all these places and having a cheese, for example, the Comté cheese, right in the area where it's made.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Right. No, and you know what? I didn't know about Comté cheese until I saw it on Grape Radio, and I pledged that at my next cocktail party, I will work in the concept of Comté cheese to whoever I'm talking to, and they'll say, man, you found that out through baseball? And it's like, well, Napa Valley is connected to California. California is connected to Grape Radio. They have educated me, and ask me the next question about France. I may or may not know it.
Well, just like going to a baseball game is much more than the guys on the field, right?
Right.
What kind of beer are they serving? What kind of hot dogs are they having? You know, all these kind of different things that are going on, that's all part of that experience.
No, I agree. I firmly believe that Grape Radio and Baseball PhD are in parallel universes, and we should rejoice when a few times they intersect. And you're sipping the wine watching the Oakland A's have a baseball fight with the San Francisco Giants. And it's like, hand me the Comté.
Oh, and I'm not drinking right now. I made a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. But, Jay, it's been a pleasure. 1,000 thank yous from Baseball PhD. You guys have no idea how you've been our role models. And keep up the good work. And I hate to tell you, every week we check your website to try to narrow the gap between the really smart people and us.
Thank you for that.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.